I'm Luke from the Highliners, and you are listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week is a Panini de Mar Psychobilly meeting special. The voice is back.
The voice is
back. The music is good. The interviews are full. But straight up, without mucking about, because the first half of the show, interestingly, Tony, is all bands not from Britain, and the second half is bands from Britain.
Okay.
Just how it worked out. Wasn't on purpose. But let's kick in with some German madness. This is Mad Sin, fuel for brains.
Don't give a fuck about your war or your president. I'm a drug addict. Bullshit.
In Tony,
nice.
Yeah, doing hang on. I've even got information about them. I remember this is a show, isn't it? That's from their album Dead Moon's Calling. Came out in 2005. Fabulous album. Do get hold of it if you can. There's a couple of guests on there, including What's His Face from Thing and Me, and What's Her Face from that other one.
Nice.
Listen to the Dead Sixties underneath us right now. Thanks, doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I'd also like to thank Luke from the Highliners for introducing the show this week. Thank you very much, Luke. Very kind of you. I imagine we'll be hearing more from you in the show. That's right, we will. Because the next seven bands we're playing, I interviewed every single one of them.
Nice.
At Psychobilly Meeting in Panini de Mar a couple of weeks ago. I managed to interview them all before my voice went. Which was handy.
Yeah.
Although you can tell it was on the way out by the last one. they're pretty much in chronological order of how I did them as well. A little bit out of sync, but pretty much. So you get a feeling that as the festival goes on, you get a feeling of what was happening to me as I was talking to them. I'm sorry to do all this talking right now, Tom, but I need to get this right. What becomes apparent during these interviews is that I'd had a drink before every single one of them. I obviously need to point that out. I'd had a drink. I do ask everybody the same questions. Fortunately, they answer them in different ways, but as I was editing these, I only edited them last night. As I was editing them, I was thinking, oh, really? Is it your first time in Spain? Pathetic bloke. Now, I was going to ask you to do a bit here, Tony, but can we leave it?
Yeah, of course you can. Yeah, yeah.
Is that okay? I will ask all about it. I'm aware that I need to keep our little talky bits short this week because each interview is 2 to 3 minutes long, 4 minutes long, and cuts into the bits and bobs. I'm going to tell you now that the first interview this week is with the lovely Kitty from Kitty in a Casket, who are an Austrian band. Now, I have edited a lot of these things down quite heavily because I did seem to be rude to all the foreigners in my opening gambits.
Oh, right. Okay.
And so I have cut bits out. Well, sorry, I didn't mean that. Can we start again? Anyway, this is the very, very lovely Kitty from Kitty in a Casket.
Right, Paulie B, Funky Radio, drunk again, losing my voice, now joined by Kitty from Kitty in a Casket, am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And where are you from, Kitty?
I'm from Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna?
Yeah.
That is the town of the worst horrible statues in the world.
No.
They've got that horrible soldiers.
That's Kit in a Casket, Tony. Zombie Wannabe.
Nice.
What I know is, for 2 points, what is, because I forgot to ask you just now, Madsen's MySpace page and Kitty in a Casket's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Madsen.
Correct.
MySpace.com/Kitty in a Casket.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, probably being the internet nil. A fabulous early lead.
Hey.
But what will happen this week after last week's trouncing? You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. Mm-hmm. Have you got any podcast out in common?
I do. Thank you all for your votes and comments. It is now, you know, a new month. We're well into July now, so please do get your votes in if you haven't done so far this month. Best way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for this link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out. Thanks to all of you who have left comments so far this month. And here are the top 5 relatively short ones. Goopa XO. That's some shorts. That'll be here at my shorts. And thank you for that.
That is a short one from the shorts.
That is short from the shorts.
Cut across, short air.
Chalk one up for July. Keep up the great work. Peace. Marcus. XY Rocks.
Always thank voting. You very much, Marcus. He remains a legend. Check out his podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well. Only 5 days late voting for my own podcast. I've made a right Chaz wedding of this month. Paulie B. Thanks, Paulie B.
I certainly did. But at least I caught up eventually. I've had it hard for the last couple of weeks, Tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, life has been, all brought on by my good self, but things have been something of a struggle. It's been difficult being me of late. Not because of anything particularly bad, just self-inflicted ridiculousness, but it has been. I think I'm through it.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Vote. I don't want no bum strimming, thank you very much. Or Dr. Spoon.
Dr. Spoon, that is in direct response, Tony, to I don't know whether you know about this, but when I send out the reminder to people to vote every month, I do threaten them with something you will do to them if they don't vote. And this month, I believe I said to people, vote or Tony will come round and give you a right good bum strimming. Now, I don't know what bum strimming is.
No, I'm not quite sure what it is.
No.
Right.
So you did know about it, did you?
No.
Did you get that message?
Oh, I do get them, yeah.
Right, okay. So, yeah, you probably thought to yourself, looks like I may have to learn what bum strimming is pretty quickly, yeah?
That was my first thought. Well, maybe I should Google it. Or Wikipedia it. Maybe it's on Wikipedia. Maybe I should check it
out. I doubt it. It's either just made it up.
Oh,
right,
okay. Maybe someone will put it on.
The way you said Wikipedia, I thought you go Wiki Wild West, Wikipedia with the Wild West.
What's a Wiki?
Get on with it, man.
Last comment. Vuvuzela praise. Been a while. Always listening. Thanks for especially the Dead Brothers. Awesome, unexpected stuff. Best podcast. Regards, Werner Pooh shirt. Wearing a Pooh shirt. White Werner. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Wearing a Pooh shirt. And thank you very much for the excellent World Cup that South Africa provided us with. Yes, there will be more Dead Brothers in the future. I'm thinking of doing a Voodoo Rhythm special. I think it's about time we did another one of those. We've got a lot of Voodoo Rhythm back catalogue that I don't think we've opened up to the world quite enough. So
right.
There's a Voodoo Rhythm special planned.
Okay, cool.
Okay, is that it?
That's it, PCA.
Please do continue to vote for us. We do like it. It's a good way for you to get the songs you like back on the show by telling us what they are. And I know I didn't mention it before, but please do leave your comments for us at MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio. Right, Tony, we've had a listen to how I've fumbled about with an Austrian.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it's time for me to demonstrate to the good listeners of Punky just what a mess I can make of it with the Belgians?
Okay.
Here's Joe from the Swampies. That was a fantastic gig tonight. You were absolutely brilliant. Is this your first time in Spain?
Yes, it's the first time.
How do you like it?
I hope not the last.
Did you like it?
Yes, very good. Very good people. Very good. Do the
ambience, no problem. Good show, good sound. Colors is okay.
Just good everything.
Good everything.
Good everything.
Good everything.
Now, is this your? I'm sorry to not know. Is this your original lineup? Because you've been.
No, we've been with each other so long now. Yes, it's a new guitarist and a new drummer.
Right.
I stopped 20 years music. Totally stopping music.
Completely?
Completely stopping. But it stays in the brains. The brain, sorry.
Yeah. So why did you start again?
Because it was my job. I got 10 people that are working for me, and I don't have time to play music. But after now 20 years, I got time now to play music.
Okay.
And I play again.
And you got the chance to play again, so you played again.
Yes, right. I think in some months, I don't speak English 20 years now. And I forgot all.
So, are you going to make another album?
Yes, we want to do another one, but we need time. Because I got new musicians, and they must learn all the new, all the songs, the old songs.
They must learn my songs!
Right. and they are not psychobilly. It's the first time for them. That kind of music is very special for them, but they like very. But I think in the next year we can do a new LP. We want to do a new LP.
Until that time.
Yes.
Shall we play Anthony Stark?
Anthony Stark, Tony. That song, trust me, my friend, is a grower.
Okay.
The first time I heard it, I quite liked it. And then I heard it live, because every band we're playing this week, basically, I interviewed them either just before they went on stage or just when they came off stage. So they'd all play. I mean, Mad Sim were on as well, but I didn't interview them. But I thought, I'll play them first, so you get eight different bands from the show that are all kind of fairly fresh in the memory, basically. And yeah, every single one was either just after they went on or just before they went on, if you see what I mean. And live, it was fantastic, and it's clearly one of their sort of big numbers, and the huge amount of Swampies fans in the crowd really responded to that song. And when I came to get it ready for the show today and had to listen to it again, I thought, you know what, that really is quite something. That is an excellent song. Well done, Swampies. What do I know is, Tony, what's the Swampies MySpace page?
MySpace.com/theSwampies
No, it's not. And we did. I did say it was the other week, and I gave you an extra point. So I'm going to have an extra point for giving you it right last week, when the week before when it was wrong. It is actually the Swampy 39S, the Swampy 39s. So that does make it Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 2 by default. This is interesting. You get no say in it, of course.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it's a Swampy 39S, unless that 39 could be an apostrophe that comes up in code as 39.
Yeah, the hexadecimal encoding of an apostrophe is 39.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Thank you for that piece of information. I was guessing, but obviously you had it to hand. Obviously, no, in your brain, yes, I deal in far more than the conventional 26 letters and 10 numerals. I'm up to 39 on the apostrophe. Keep me going. Ask me about 78. It's in my head. But do you know what 78 is?
No.
Really?
I know 20 is a space.
Oh, right.
And 45 is a pound sign.
Well,
it's
Tony,
a shallow life, probably, yeah.
That's probably the best Norris McWhirter from Record Breakers impression I've ever heard you do. I don't know whether you remember Norris McWhirter from Record Breakers.
No.
No? Each week on Record Breakers, there would be a bit when the studio audience, made up of children, would ask Norris McWhirter about a record. And Norris would always not know it. And this is what he would say. They'd say, Norris McWhirter, I was wondering whether you knew who's got the most chairs in the world. And Norris McWhirter would sit there and consider the question and then say, well, I can't tell you who's got the most chairs in the world, but I can tell you the tallest tree. It's the giant redwood, right? And it's like fucking get out clause. He just picked three facts each week, and you've just done exactly the same thing. No, I'm afraid I can't tell you what 78 is, Paul, but I can tell you that number 20 is a space and number 45 is a pound sign.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
And the Unicode for copyright is 169.
Now, that is worth noting.
That is, I thought so.
Yes. Now then, speaking of things that might need to be copyrighted, Tony.
Yeah?
Should you need to put a new band together?
Yes.
In Nottingham, I imagine that you'd probably want the listeners of Punky Radio to come up with a name for it. Am I right?
You are. So.
And how many of them did? Did you get any response?
I got two responses this week.
Lovely.
So I'm putting a new band together. And so obviously the first step is not to write music, it is to find the name. Everyone knows this. So we asked last week people send in suggestions, and I had two. One from Fitz, who's from the Backwards Alphabet podcast. That's what.
Oh,
I mean.
Good research.
Hi Tony, I think some variation of your name would go well as a band name. He suggests the Hern Tones or the Herny Tones. Although he does admit that does sound a bit dirty. The Herny Tones is good. He also goes on to say you could also use this in conjunction with another person. So if you have a band with Paulie B, for example, it would be Paulie B and the Herny Tones, or Paul and the Herny Tones, which I do quite like. He goes on to even more say, if you had more than two people, you could keep just first names. Say your bandmates are Paulie B and Jill McCleary, it would be Paulie B and the Jill Tones, or Jill and the Paulie Tones. Good luck with the band, Fitz. Thanks for that.
There's definitely a formula to that, isn't there?
There is. I do like the Herny Tones. Then again,
you like the Herny Tones,
get a bit of an egotist. So that's cool.
the Hurley Tones. I'm just thinking, when I read that, because that email came through to me as well, I thought, that's so close to the Horny Toads. That's what my band would be called, if Horny there aren't Toads. A band for that already, yeah. Yeah, Back that... Liquor and... No, it'd be Back Liquor and the Horny Toads.
We've
got to liquor toads back, haven't you?
Well, we did nearly have Dirty Sex with it, didn't we?
I beg your pardon?
We were going to start a band called Dirty Sex with it at one point. Dirty Sex with it at one point.
Who were? That. Who were? Who were going to call
me
the band
and you.
Dirty? Were we?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, we thought it was a good band name.
Right.
Dirty Sex Wizard.
Oh, Dirty Sex Wizard. Sorry, yeah. I thought you said Dirty Sex. Yeah, Dirty Sex Wizard's different class. I am the Dirty Sex Wizard.
Which is a good name.
Yo, you going to go see DSW tonight? Might be.
Got another suggestion. This is from Glenn D. the Second, who says, a cubic rod of Tony. The measurement rod is an obscure unit of measurement at 16.5 feet. The size of one rod is totally impractical for anything. This makes it good for nothing, but a trivial question, and in titles, I think you should take it first. So that's just a bit technical, you know, do quite like
it. Well, and it also makes the acronym for the band, is that right? The mnemonic, the acronym, would be ACROT, wouldn't it?
Yes.
ACROT. See, I quite like the sound of that.
ACROT. Better than a cubic rod of Tony, actually. ACROT. Yeah.
Well, it could be. It could be ACROT and the Hurley Tones.
Sounds like a Viking band.
That would take some explaining.
Viking rock. That's the next thing to do. Cool.
Right, sorry, have you just mentioned that from nowhere?
Yep.
I thought that wasn't in the email then.
No, that's the end of the email, sorry.
Right, Viking rock, we will discuss at greater length. But right now, we have to get on with interview three. Now, this is a band that I'd waited, 23 years to meet. And when I did, wasn't really very good at asking them questions. But anyway, fabulous band. You'll be hearing from them shortly. And I'll tell you about the song afterwards. This is Paul Roman and Juan Carlos from The Quakes.
Okay, so Paulie B, Punky Radio, back here again now, joined by Juan Carlos and Paul from The Quakes. It's really lovely to meet you finally, Paul, because I did buy your first album when it came out, but in Australia.
Oh, wow.
It's quite weirdly. And I've noticed how your sound has changed down the years from being that real... That first album was a real sort of... It was, basic, for one of a better word, but it was a...
Right.
There was no other band that had that sound, which I know it's a long time ago, but
yeah.
Was that on purpose, or...?
I think we were playing at the best of our ability back in those days. That was as good as we could play, you know? So that was what we sounded like based on our ability.
You're one of the only bands, as far as I know, that have just kept going from that time. That you as far as I know, you haven't split up.
No.
Maybe been lineup changes or whatever,
yeah,
but it's been... Do you feel like now it's like almost Paul Roman and The Quakes, or do you feel like maybe we can bring in Juan Carlos here? Do you feel like do you feel like a band, or do you feel like this sounds rude, but you have people on instruments, but it's you, or is it?
Sometimes
it feels like a band.
It does now because this unit, the three of us, have been together for 2 years now,
okay.
So and we've toured all over the place and done lots of shows. So.
And what's the best place you played? Have you got a favourite?
Well, Hollywood, for sure.
Hollywood, yeah.
For me, it was Speyer.
It was where? Oh, Speyer. Did you? And where do you play Hollywood? Because I know, did you do the Key Club?
We have played the Key Club.
I like the Key.
Like Factory, it. Henry Fonda Theatre.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but there seems to be a West Coast scene for psychobilly and rockabilly that maybe isn't there in the rest of the States. And I mean, I was surprised when I went out there. I saw Chop Tops and Three Bad Jacks. And they were. I was amazed at how many people around there were actually into what we love.
It's only the West Coast like that, you know.
It does seem to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that's the main place.
The Hollywood crowd seems to be a lot younger as well, whereas the European psychobilly crowd, the guys never really got out of it. So you got a lot of older guys that have been in the scene for a long time, and sometimes in Hollywood, a lot of those kids, it's just a temporary trend. So
you seem to be fairly prolific. Are you working on new material at the moment, or as a band, do you write together, or do you write the songs, or
yeah,
I try different things out in practice sessions.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed out about making new albums because there's no point now. You spend a lot of money to make it, and then it's pirated the minute you put it out.
Well,
so you're going to spend a lot of money. It's like throwing your money right into the wind. It would be only for vanity's sake anymore that you would make an album, because you certainly can't make any money touring in this scene, and you're not going to make any money selling CDs or downloads either. So it's really
does this stop you wanting to write a new song, or does it?
No,
because you've got stuff coming out in your head.
I would put out a lot more if I could get my money back from
doing
it.
Okay.
I have to, since I'm my own record label, I have to save up the money and spend the money and then try to get the money back.
Now, we've got a shared interest in Bridget Handley. How did you come to meet her?
I met her at one of the Viva Las Vegas events.
Right.
10 years ago, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, because you did one song with her that we played on the show before.
Yeah, Sour Times.
How did you come to do Sour Times with her?
I think I did my own demo version of it, and I thought it would be cool if a female sung that, and I just sent it to her and asked her if she
wanted
to do it.
Because she stayed in my flat the other week.
Oh, right.
I said I would make sure that when I saw you, I would make sure. Now, listen, we're going to play a Quake song now. We're going to play it on the show. Is there one that particularly that you'd like us to play, or it's just anything? Or
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to play whatever.
Okay.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
Yeah, no problem.
That's the Quakes, Tony. Nothing to Say, which is okay. From their album PsyOps, which is an excellent album. We've played quite a few songs of it. We've played Asshole in the Express Lane. We've played USA Psychos. We've played Tearing Up My World, which I really, really like, even though it does run the risk of being emo Billy, and it has a xylophone. Excellent song. There's another one we played as well, can't remember what, but anyway, Nothing to Say, excellent song, first track on that album as well, very, very good. What I want to know is, Tony, what's the Quakes MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Quakes Official.
No, MySpace.com/ The Quakes.
I thought it was
wasn't
different.
Wasn't expecting that one.
No.
Wasn't expecting. Poorly no. Being the internet three, Tony two. This has taken a turn. Right, so one thing that makes me take a turn, Tony, is the glory that is GoDaddy. I imagine you've forgotten all about them, have you, since you talked about them last week?
Yeah, completely, yeah.
Good job I'm here then. So, to the tune of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, at least a remix of Idiot Dub, how suitable. Let me tell you about them.
Okay.
Our friends GoDaddy.com essentially are a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
Sells.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY10, that's...
PUNKY410.
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY411 code, which that's...
PUNKY411.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 Nikkei. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my client, she was a man.
Oh, very nice. Now the fun starts. PUNKY412, that's...
PUNKY412.
Gives you 30% off all .com domains, and just when it couldn't get any crazier, PUNKY20H1. That's...
PUNKY20H1.
Drops 20% off hosting plans and... PUNKY125, that's...
PUNKY125.
Which gives you a brazen 25% off any order over 60 quid or more. And finally, PUNKY SSL, that's...
PUNKY L.
Which allows you to buy standard SSL certificates for $12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I'll make you laugh with my PUNKY125 every week, don't I now?
Yeah.
I've told you, I've explained why, have I? Or you just knew anyway, did you, why I'm doing it?
It's a train, isn't it?
Yeah, the Intercity 125, the classic. It was the classic, it was the first one, wasn't it? It was the first pointy-fronted one that went 125 miles an hour, hence its name. And what noise do trains make? That's right, so I'm just going to do that, basically, every time I do, until they change the code to PUNKY65655222HCHCHCH3, #45 45, Unicode, space, whatever it is.
Yeah, that'd right. Be much more down my street.
Yes, yeah. You'll be more likely to remember that.
No, totally.
Right, so... So, Tom.
Yeah.
We're now going to do another interview.
Cool.
Which will follow a song. And it's with Luke from the Highliners.
So, Paulie B, Punky Radio.
It's nice to have a sit down.
It is nice to have a
sit
down.
Even if it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, it's working. I'm now joined by Luke from the Highliners. I saw the set last night. Good fun, wasn't it?
One of the best times I've had for 25 years.
And you did mention 25 years. I was like, what was it you said about, Ginger?
Well, yeah, because Ginger was on all the early albums. And, all the early albums, like the only album.
That early album?
Yeah. And then 25 years later, he's back.
But you'd done a tape. You did the tape with Scooter Dad on, because my mate had it.
Yeah, so we did a second album without Ginger. And then...
you've waited all this time to say what?
To say, I don't know, to say, hello, Spain, we're back.
Is this your first time you've done this?
No, we did it about 15 years ago, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
When it was in Calais.
Right, okay, yeah. Right. So, now, I spoke to you briefly at Endorse It, and you, I don't know whether you remember, but we were on the double-decker bus bar.
Yep.
And you mentioned to me, excuse me,
to me that you were working on new material.
Yeah.
Is that still happening, or has it happened?
We've got new material, and we might be doing a deal with Tombstone.
Okay. Records. So, is there any news on when that'll be out? Or?
No, because we only started the deal yesterday.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Right, so it's still happening, right? Yeah. So, have you got the tracks down yet, or are you?
Oh, we've got some tracks, but they're not tracks that anyone's heard yet.
Oh, okay.
So, like demo, we've got demo tapes.
Yeah, yeah, but is it actually, it's new songs?
Is it any good?
No, I'm expecting it to be good. Is it new songs
that
the crowd don't know yet?
Yeah, of course.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So, will you tour with it? Because one of the problems I have with a lot of bands is they feel obliged to do old stuff for people who are there, but will you tour the new album?
I think we'll do both. I mean, we've always had to do the early stuff because there wasn't anything later.
But that is true.
And I think there's probably, if we start gigging again properly, people will hear the early stuff enough, they will actually want something new, and then we're going to start giving them the new stuff. But we're not going to go, oh, this is our new material, we're not playing the old stuff.
Oh, no, I don't expect that. I really like, when a band does a new album, I want them to fucking play it.
Yeah,
you know?
I want
them to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want them to go, oh, these are all the hits you know.
No.
This is all the stuff. I remember Simon Mayo.
You don't look old enough.
I remember fucking Radio 1. You're clearly pissed. I remember Simon Mayo going, this band are great, I love Henry the Wasp, and you did a jingle for them. You did Simon Mayo on your radio or something.
We did,
I
don't
remember,
Steve Wright doing it.
Oh, wow.
And Mike Reed.
You know, it was such a moment in time for me. It was like you don't realise, but you actually, you were a kind of a forming part of my life.
Well, we did a gig, and we did Henry the Wasp, like we always do, and someone came up to me after the gig and went, fucking Henry the Wasp, fucking brilliant. Who was it did that originally? And they thought they were going to get
it. So you covered it.
Yeah.
It was actually
they remember hearing it on the radio.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing, there was that brief point when, I know you maybe don't want me to like you to King Kurt, but you were...
We are in bed with King Kurt.
The acceptable party face in psychobilly.
And the only reason was because we had Ginger on drums. It was hard enough that let us be as camp as we wanted to be, because at the end of the day we saw Ginger on the drums.
Is that because the rest of you
were drums? Exactly. We would never have got away with it otherwise.
So now, mostly as well, I will say this just briefly, mostly bands when they come here, they show up the day before, the day after, and then they fuck off again.
Yeah.
You appear to be staying for the afternoon.
Oh, we love it.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
What a great job this is.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's all right.
I love it, absolutely.
Listen, man, what's your favourite Highlander song? It'd probably have to be from that first classic album.
From the first classic album? There's so many, aren't there? It's like Desert Island Disc.
I think there's ten. I think your Desert Island Disc is the first album.
Yeah. God knows.
That's right. Let's not do Henry the Wasp or fucking Benny Hill Boogie.
No, okay.
Do you want another one off it? I'll play it in a minute. Whatever you say, it's getting
played. Let's do Jop Tom.
Jop Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure.
It has.
Always a pleasure, never a chore.
right, okay, where do we are going? Hey! The Piper Band will start their march and the whiskey will be flowing. Yep, the Scottish wind will bend the trees and blow across the heather. Hey! A poor dog Tom will be forgot, but he'll be wet forever. Hey! Oh, Lord, have I done, suddenly as can be. Oh, Lord, have I done, she wants to marry me. Oh, Lord, have I done, suddenly as can be.
That's Luke. We got on really, really well with him, and my mate Steve was out there as well, and he did share a very interesting conversation with Luke about how to not get beaten up by the Portuguese. They really did put on an excellent show. All the bands that we played this week, it's just a brilliant festival today, and I haven't really gone into a lot of detail about it. I will try and explain it a bit more shortly. What I know is, Tony, what is the Highliners MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHighliners.
No, MySpace.com/TheHighliners official.
Piss.
This is, I really wasn't expecting this. Probably being internet for Tony 2. I know that my 2 points at the start were fairly cheeky, but I'm taking it. Now, you're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. That song is taken from the Highliners' currently only available album called Bound for Glory. But as you heard in the interview, they are working on new material and are hoping to have a new album out soon. In fact, quite a few of the bands this week are planning on new albums. Cool. Excellent. Something to look forward to. Right. Sorry, I just said all that out loud. I got completely carried away there. So, did you watch the World Cup final?
I listened to it. I had to drop my brother-in-law at Heathrow. So I had five live on, and then one last night. It sounded a bit rough.
Well, do you know what? I bet it sounded better than it was to watch it.
Oh, the commentator was slating
it. Oh, that all the way through it.
The commentator just moaned through the whole thing. Oh, this is terrible. This is a terrible
final. It was a terrible match. The Dutch were awful, and really awful. And I don't mean particularly played awfully. I mean, the way they acted was awful, and I think it's been a bit unfair actually that the English referee Howard Webb has come in for some stick. He must feel like he's been shot from both sides, because the Dutch were saying that he didn't handle it at all well and missed some crucial decisions, and the Spiteley were saying that there should only have been 7 Dutchmen on the pitch at the end of the game, and he could have sent off a lot more than he did. I think he didn't want to ruin it as a spectacle. Yeah. I think he thought he was being firm with people. A lot of the yellow cards he gave could easily have been red, and I think quite frankly the Dutch were fortunate not to end up with less players on the pitch and to have really been overrun by Spain. I mean, as it was, you know, they made a game of it, and the Dutch could even have nicked it. You know, Robben was one of the players of the tournament, was through twice, and if it wasn't for the heroics of Iker Casillas, the Dutch could have won the World Cup, and it would have been the robbery to end all robberies, because Spain, I think, ultimately were the best team in the whole tournament. So, you know, the best team should win the World Cup, and I think they were. So, yeah. Second best team, of course, were England, but nobody seems to notice that.
No,
they just have to win it in 4 years.
I was surprised the Dutch coach had a go at him about it, seeing as if he had the right decisions that he didn't make were ones to send off the Dutch players.
Exactly, yeah. Well, no, the Dutch are just pissed off that the Spanish goal came as a direct result of what arguably could have been a Dutch free kick at the other end of the pitch. But, right. Hey, you know, if you cry wolf and you kick for the best part of 2 hours, and then someone gets a decision, goes their way, run up the other end and score, it kind of serves you right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I wanted the Dutch to win, you know, so they were, I did want the Dutch to win, but as it turns out, you know, fuck it, let Spain have the day in the sunshine. I know the Spanish have a lot of days in the sunshine, what with the rain always falling on the plane. And if they're in the city, you know, the plane's not in the city. It's at the airport. It rains a lot at the airport in Spain. Right, so I ought to tell you a little bit about this whole festival, didn't I, really?
Okay, yep.
I suppose. Cycling meeting happens once a year, normally at the end of July, but next year, end of June, but next year will be second week of July, which has meant I've had to change a few things around so I can still go, because I do go. It's a great week away. The music's brilliant. The resort where it's in, Pineda de Mar, is a really nice place to be. It's only an hour north of Barcelona on the train. You can do about 45 minutes in a car, I think. The lineups are always fantastic. The people that go to it are, it's kind of, it's one of these friendly festivals. There's very, very little aggro there, and it's kind of, and it's called the Cycobilly Meeting for a reason. The people who organise the festival, they want you to get more out of it than just seeing bands at night. So it's a very, very social affair during the day, and you spend a lot of time doing what you don't do in England, which is saying hello to people, shaking hands, buying drinks, you know, being cosmopolitan, nice and European. Which is why not many English people go, because we can't fucking handle it, quite frankly. And I lose my voice every year and nearly kill myself in a variety of fashions. Find comfy bits of street to sleep on, that sort of thing.
Nice.
I recommend it. You can find out more by typing in Pineda Psychobilly Meeting to Google, and you'll find out all the relevant information. Or they have a MySpace page for it, which again is the same thing. But if you just type in Psychobilly Meeting into the internet, you will find everything you need to know about this brilliant festival. And well done to the lovely Raquel for putting it on again. However, a minor highlight for me of this year's festival was finally meeting one of my heroes.
Okay.
Thwack from King Kurt. Obviously, him being someone I've waited a very, very long time to meet. Well, I did. Kind of didn't know what to ask him. Let's see how we get on with this one.
So, Poorly Beat Punky Radio, accidentally with Paul Laventhal, Thwack, the original and best, probably wrote all the best songs in King Kurt, but that's a separate thing. I've caught you backstage. Are you looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be a crack.
Have you been in Spain before doing gigs in King Kurt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it nice being back? Because since King Kurt have got back together, other than one gig, I don't think you've done anything.
Remember? I haven't done much, no, but Eli just broke his arm, the bloke who was playing the Smig. And Smig rang me up and begged me.
Said, will you please do it? Yeah. All right.
And he said, I've got a gig in Austria, I've got a gig in Spain.
Will
said,
you
yeah,
do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
will
yeah.
You do it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's nice to see you back. Hello, mate. It's nice to see you back. What have you been doing other than King Kurt then? Because you've been with Noir and various other things. MWA, sorry. I just call Noir.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like
white
a kiss.
Arseholes.
Sounds like a kiss.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Muslim white arseholes. That'll be better. That'll go down well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, have you been recording? You've been producing, haven't you?
Yeah, all kinds of things.
Right.
Busy raising children. You know, living in different countries. Having a crack.
Oh, yeah, because you were in Canada for a while, were you?
Yeah. I was out there for nearly 7 years.
Why did you come back?
So my boys would grow up saying biscuits instead of cookies. Yeah. As well as curry. You can't get good curry in Canada.
Have you found a bad curry in Canada? Or?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Swansea's still the worst, but...
Swansea is worse than Canada.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah. For a curry, I mean, I must have walked into the wrong place, but you know.
How'd you end up there then? How'd you get there in the first place?
Woman.
Woman.
It's always following a woman, isn't there? A woman in the story everywhere.
They are responsible for a lot.
Yeah, you know. Men are just sort of like.
Have you got a favourite King Kurt song?
Not really, no. No, there's moments. Moments in time of, you know, with a gang of people doing something. There isn't any particular song. It was a gang of people, and we were out having a crack, and the music was kind of like the soundtrack to it. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was What would you like to hear?
I like the things off the poor man's dream stuff, like
how. Yeah, I like that album.
You know, and that's a
good. Well, I like Howdy with Your Neighbours. I'm glad you said that. Let's play that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We're blonde hair, blue eyed, wholesome boys. We shop at the store. What is anything that you should need while we're right here next door? Here and high, don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Cause after all is said and done, what are neighbors for? Howdy, howdy, we're your neighbors. We're clean living upright Christian folk. We can't refuse a fiver. Howdy, howdy, we're your neighbors. Don't tax too small, don't build too tall. Howdy, we're your neighbors. We're right nice fellas, Christian folk. Why we're so nice it hurts. Show, keep an eye on your place while you're out at work. Why no sir, man, no job too small. We're right to the task. We're on call anytime at all. All you gotta do is ask. Howdy, howdy, we're your neighbors. We're clean living up right Christian folk. We can't refuse a fiver. Howdy, howdy, we're your neighbors. No tats too small, no built too tall. Howdy, we're your neighbors.
Where are your neighbours? King Kurt from the album Poor Man's Dream. That I think Thwack, I don't know whether he was thinking, oh, I bet Paul hasn't got that. Well, he said, let's do it from that. But I went, yeah, great idea. I think we might have played that on the show before, Howdy We Your Neighbours, but not for several years. Which reminds me, Tony, is it our fifth anniversary anytime soon?
Yeah.
Is it next week? Is it now?
Might be. Well, this is show 255.
Oh, so we've missed it. Oh, no, sorry.
No, well, no, I said when it was show 250, I think. But
yeah, but I mean, so it'd be show 260, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we've missed a couple. So it might be. I think it was about the 20th of July, I think, if memory serves. 22nd-ish.
Right. So next week, then?
Possibly.
Is the fifth anniversary?
I'll check. I'll see if I can find the date of the first show.
Well, it's the 12th today, isn't it? So
yeah.
19th. It's near down. Let's make it the fifth anniversary. I wonder what we'll do special for it. I'll think of something. Right now, Tony, however, what I want to know is, what is King Kurt's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrap.
Very confidently done, my friend. You're right back in this. All of you, Internet 4, Tony 3. Do check out King Kurt's back catalogue. Get on with it. I know we got the email from someone the other week, didn't we, saying someone saying that they bought Big Cock.
Yes.
And do get a hold of this. So, Ooh Walla Walla is the Psychobilly Sergeant Pepper. And I had a listen to Poor Man's Dream this afternoon. An excellent, interesting and varied album. Very different from the first two. But nevertheless valid.
You're listening to Project Mar underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Did I mention it was a cemetery surface in the last bit? I can't remember whether I did, but it was, and thank you. So this week, Tone, I've got two interesting gigs, really, both of which I've done before. Friday, I'm doing Guildfest, which is the festival in Guildford that I have done before. And I'm doing two shows. I'm comparing the early evening comedy show, which is kind of a clean show. Bit odd. No swearing.
Okay.
How I get around that is every fucking I change to chuffing.
Right.
Works out fine. And then I'm doing a late show there as well, which is yes swearing. And what I do there is every time I use the word chuffing, I change it to fucking.
Nice.
It's a very simple formula that's been working for me for years, yeah. Loads of other great bands on, but I'm not sure about Friday. I'm not sure. I know, I think the bands I really wanted to see on Saturday and Sunday, but I won't be there Saturday and Sunday because Saturday I'm off to do the Bottle Rocket Comedy Club at the Showcase Cinema in Coventry again that I did at Christmas.
Okay.
And I found it very hard work at Christmas, but I have a feeling it might be better this one. We'll see anyway. It's quite a tough crowd if you think about it. The audience is made up of the kind of people that go to the cinema in Coventry.
Mm. Yeah.
Not necessarily an everyday comedy crowd, so it is more of a challenge, but really nicely laid out gig. And if you are in the Coventry area, come down, table service. It's because it's in the kind of director's club room of the Showcase. You know, they have one of those. They have a cinema with there's all tables and chairs and a bar in it, and it's really cool, actually.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it's really, really good place. So, yes, and we'll see. And my my no smoking continues.
Oh, good, nice.
Except good that nice. What I've been doing is I've been having one a day.
Right, okay.
But I haven't had one since Saturday.
Okay.
So I've not been having one every day, but if I've been in a pub environment, I have been cracking at last orders. Tony, I'm cracking most of the time. But I have been cracking at last orders and having a fag. But I'm quite pleased anyway with how it's going. It's after the amount I was smoking, mate.
Yeah.
Pretty good, really. Last week's gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth were brilliant. Thanks to everyone who came out of those. And thanks to Duncan Oakley and Mandy Knight, who were absolutely hilarious. And thanks to Chic, where we went after the show, that one person from the West Country was very excited because he did think we said Chic Bar and asked me exactly where it was and could he bring his mates. And I went, that's sort of a night, my friend. And then we were at the Arena Tavern. The show finished, it was so hot over the weekend that I asked the acts to do shorter sets and explain to the audience, look, the gig's not going to run quite as late. I'm going to get the acts to do a bit less because it's so hot in here. I don't want you to suffer. And everyone, thank you so much. That's brilliant. But it did mean that the Letchworth show was over just after 10:30. And normally I don't get round to the Arena Tavern with X amount of the audience until gone 11 and feel the need to say, is it all right to come in? But there were only 60 people at the show on Saturday and half of them came with us to the gig afterwards. It was hilarious. And we just all walked out en masse, went evening, out the way, sunshine, I'm getting beer. And yeah, it was great fun, really, really good laugh. And then I'm just telling you briefly this, and then on Saturday, there was some sort of a fun day with bands on in the Garden City where I reside. And I went down to the park, to Kennedy Gardens, Howard Gardens, sorry, and sat through this school jazz band that are quite possibly the worst band I've ever seen take to the stage. They made Vespa look like Deep Purple. Right?
Jesus.
And I'm saying that, that's out of order saying about Vespa. They're just a band that spring to mind. Can you think of a band that we've seen in Mansfield that were really, really hilariously bad? Or can you not think
Vespa's
of one?
I can think of one I can't really name, but Vespa's the worst one, I think, actually.
Right, okay, well, anyway, yes, everything was wrong, very wrong. And the sound man, Ian, had been the sound man at the comedy show the night before, and I saw him, he went, Ian, how's it going? He goes, it's absolutely terrible. I hate this. How can I do the sound for this? Nobody knows what they're doing, and there's 15 people in every band, and they said it would be easy, and it's not easy, it's really hard. And I thought he was going to cry, so I said, would you like an ice cream? He went, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, what sort would you like? He went, I'd love a 99. So I went and bought him a 99 and came back. He had a big smile on his face.
Aww.
Yeah, it was all right. If you ever see a moody sound man, just buy him a 99. We're going to get on with the next interview now, Tony. This is an interview that I wanted to do 2 years ago. In 2008 at the Psychopathy meeting, when I interviewed one Stuart Osborne from the Granabats, and it was probably the best interview I've ever done, and I forgot to press record, and I was so upset about it that I vowed that one day I would interview him again. So even though I did have a chat with Pip from Granabats, who is normally the person you'd want to speak to, there was Stuart, and I thought this is an opportunity to make up, to redo the work I undid 2 years ago. So I spoke to Stuart from Granabats. Have a listen.
So, Stuart, 2 years ago, I did what I reckon is the best interview I've ever done, and I just pressed the call, and I'm so sorry. How's it going? How are you doing? How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right, thank you, yeah. We've been quite busy for the Granabats, so it looks like we're going to be getting a bit more busy.
Oh, brilliant. So, have we got any closer to this album?
Yeah.
The American side and the English side?
Yeah, I've got some songs together. So it's really just, the thing just takes a lot longer because we're a lot more split up and we don't get together that often.
Yeah.
So it's just taking a bit more time than we thought it would to get these songs together. Obviously, we want to get quality albums together. We don't want to just put...
Yeah, you want to make a great... Is it the seventh? Is it the seventh?
Yeah.
You want to get it right?
That's right, it's got to be right. So, things are moving on at a fair pace. So, hopefully, by November, we should be in a position to start recording.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people looking forward to it. There have been a lot of people waiting a long time, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've not really done anything, what, since 1994, I suppose.
It was that powder keg?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, a long time ago now.
You got all Milton on me then.
Yeah.
I wasn't really expecting that. So now, are you still doing bikes up in your garage? Am I right about that? Or is
yes.
it bikes and cars, bikes.
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 Yeah, really, it's bikes.
So is that how you make your living? Or?
No, actually, I've just set up my own business doing plumbing.
All right.
Plumbing and heating in the UK.
Right. And are you still in South West London?
No, I'm in Surrey now.
You're in Surrey, are you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what, how many times have you been out here now?
Second time we've been on this.
Oh, second, so last time I spoke to you was the first time, is it?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's a nice week.
It's fantastic.
It's a nice week. When did you get here? You got here on
Wednesday
or Thursday? And you're doing the Ace Cafe tomorrow?
Yes.
So, what time's your flight in the morning?
Well, it's not. It's in the afternoon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so it's going to be a tight one to get down to the Ace.
It's going to be straight there. Have you got a support band tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the band I play, the Daytonas.
The Daytonas?
Yes.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about them?
Well, it's just, you know, it's, I used to be in a band called The Unknowns, and that kind of fell to bits, and a couple of the guys from The Unknowns, we still kept together. We set up this new band, The Daytonas, and it's like a rocking type band, but quite a bit of a hard edge to it.
Okay, but it's not psychobilly?
It's not psychobilly.
Is it more garage?
For example, we do Nick Ray instrumental.
Okay.
I've written 60-style instrumentals, we do, plus a couple of songs I've written, and, you know, covers and stuff like that. Yeah, it's good.
Is it your band? Is it what you wanted to do, or is it a band you just ended up in?
No, we're all good mates, so it's, you know, we do it for the hell of it, really. We enjoy doing it.
The Daytonas got any CDs out?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Well, maybe recording in November as well.
We are going to get some. The trouble is, it's the cost of all this shit. It's quite expensive half price.
It's not a pastime, it's a passion though, is it?
No, but you've still got to find the money from somewhere. Thanks, mate.
Now, 2 years ago, I asked Pip what his favourite Granabats song was, and he said The One.
Yes.
Have you got a favourite off Powder Keg, or is that?
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't like the Powder Keg album.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I think it's probably because we don't actually play any of that stuff live. It could be the reason. It's never really settled into the.
Why don't you? Don't you think that'd be the best way to do it, to play a couple of them? Saving Grace, we played last week. And
yeah.
Some fantastic songs in that.
Yeah, it would be. The thing is, they're quite demanding songs. They're quite.
Oh, okay, right.
They're not, that's the thing with the album, it's quite intricate.
Right.
Now, it's not just like 12 bar stuff, there's a lot in that. And to do it right, it would take quite a bit of rehearsal time.
Oh, exactly. Because he fucks off the other side of the world.
Yes.
Well, have you got a favourite bad song? Have you got one that you look forward to playing? Or?
Well, really, Streetwise is definitely one of my favourite songs.
Yeah?
Yeah, but really, my favourite all-time song is the one.
We'll play it now.
Stay, and they won't ever leave, never go away.
That's Grylabets Tony and The One from their album Powder Keg, which, as you heard, is a complicated album. What I want to know is, what is Grylabets' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Grylabets.
It is. Tony 4. Poorly be the internet 4. One band left. What will be the outcome? We'll be discussing it as we listen to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. Finally, my final word on the Psychobilly meeting, really, is that I never had the opportunity to go before 2008. So I've missed out on the first 14 or 15 years of it. Okay. Pretty much vowed never to miss another one. It's that good. And my mate Steve that came with it, who you've met, my mate Steve came with me this year. He knew nothing about Psychobilly before he went, and he said, I'm booking for next year. That was amazing.
It oh, nice.
And Ant, who you will be hearing about again, you know, our mate Ant, the one who does the vomit gigs in Southend, answered that, well, it's not called the Psychobilly disease for nothing. It's not. You get afflicted by Psychobilly, and maybe listening to it on record or even on this show doesn't do it justice, but when you see it live, it is infectious. It is the Psychobilly disease. One thing that's been infectious over the last nearly 5 years, Tony, has been the regular feature that's made you the man you are today, is a twat. Do you have a twat?
I do. It's made me the man I am today.
It certainly has.
Isn't it? Cool. Okay. Good to know. Thank you for all your nominations.
Sorry, that and baking.
Yeah, but I had some cracking muffins the other day.
I bet yeah, you did, you big girl.
Yeah, some roasted hazelnut bits, like cherries and coconut. And I used a bit of yogurt rather than milk. Yeah.
Rock anyway. And roll.
If you have a twat to nominate, or you want to talk about muffins, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Well, thank you for all your nominations so far. I've got a couple, which is great. Thank you very much. This week, it's from Glenn, who actually sent a comment in earlier. He says, I was at the basic training center for the US Navy, Great Lakes, Illinois, 60088, and I got sent to the recruit evaluation unit. There I was sent to a psychologist named Hazen, who went out of his way to be an asshole. One might say, you're at boot camp, get over it. But this guy diagnosed me as being insane with depressed tendencies, and he had the audacity to tell me he didn't have time to listen to me. Not only that,
that's quite a damning diagnosis, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to tell you, officer, you're insane.
Not only that, but in the separation house, every time I said his name, someone else would say he was a dick. Mm. So for not only being an asshole, but being one to crazy people, I nominate Dr. Douglas L. Hazen. And that's from Glenn Davenport.
Right, Glenn. Now, I'm with you, my friend. I am with you. I'm just a little bit wary of calling a trained killer a twat. I hope you understand, but is this new ground for us? Have we ever called a member of any armed forces a twat before? Mm. Oh, fuck,
I'm sure we did general ones.
Yeah, we did, and let's face it, I think we called George Bush one and nothing bad happened, did it?
True.
Fuck it, go for it.
That's what's going to happen. So, Dr. Douglas L. Hazen from Great Lakes, Illinois.
Is a twat.
Thank you.
Hazen! Right, so, time for the last interview, Tony.
Okay.
And Anthony Tarrant of Southend, if you are listening, I'd like to dedicate this interview to you. This is the whole of the band Restless, or certainly this latest incarnation of them, in kind of conversation with me. Again, this interview has been heavily edited because, frankly, we were all just making idiots of ourselves during it. Interestingely, you will hear most of the Grylabets version of Wondrous Place underneath it, because Guanabats were performing live on stage as we were talking in a curtained off dressing room. Enjoy.
It's not very often I get to talk to brothers. Also, not the best two brothers in the best band I've ever seen.
We're the Mitchell brothers.
You are. You're
don't well, mess around with
well,
us.
Well, you feel that. Yeah, you feel that.
Every second of
it. So I just heard you didn't really have a set list today. Is that
right? Never have a set list. We've done so many songs over the years now, we just pull them out of the hat and hopefully get the crowd to interact and tell us what they want to hear, and then we say no.
And you
invariably don't know what they want.
No. So you finish a song better than any other band I've ever seen finish a song.
Do you know what the trick is?
I can actually
make the ending as long as the song, so they can forget about how bad the song was.
No.
I've actually noticed that.
Never mind the ending.
Songs. Other bands don't.
You end them properly. You end them properly.
The old type.
Yeah. That's down to you, Mark.
Yeah.
All down to me.
But it's that boom.
That's the thing.
That's
the bass. The boom at the very end.
It's obviously done wrong.
That's the double bass.
Is it?
I've never seen anybody
else. Follows
me.
It's a drum thing, really. I think you find it's a drum thing.
I think the drums fuck it up.
We are flying by the skin of our teeth.
Is that where you're picking my head?
Goalkeeper, we sit at the back, the buck stops here, controlling things. The only reason he sits at the back is so he can wash our asses.
Yeah. It's all about the back.
He don't watch, isn't it?
It's all about the back.
And the way my balls are swinging from behind. That's all it is. I'll tell you what though, whenever we come in, it's.
You're welcome.
We're always really pleased to see you.
Yeah, thanks very much.
How long have you been coming to Restless Gigs?
Well, actually, the last time I saw you was in 1992 at the Powerhouse.
Fucking hell, how did you recognise us?
You ain't even listening.
Powerhouse.
I had a tip off.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
Brilliant.
Powerhouse.
No, Powerhouse. And Angel. Are you going to do another album?
Yes, we are, yeah. We're working on it this year. And it should be out this year.
I'm waiting for those guys to learn the songs. I've done all the songs back. Done all the preliminary work for them. Just waiting for them to come and do their bit.
I'm running through it at the moment. It's a couple of weeks and it should be down.
Yeah, stop wanking and pick up your bass.
Go on.
You?
I just love wanking.
You've got two hands, haven't you? You use two hands. Yeah. So why don't you just rock?
The trouble is, he uses my two hands.
Can I just see why don't you just rock again?
I've just learned that. That's my new album. We had a manager who asked us
now,
to do that once.
There is a bloke in Spain over here right now.
Yeah, go on.
Called Anthony.
He's obviously not Spanish then.
He was a bit
and he said, if you get the chance to speak to Mark, Paul or Rob, will you ask him to do Vanish Without a Trace?
I'm going to do it now.
Fuck.
Right, and I went... No.
I did pull it out of the bag, didn't I?
But
we would have done that.
It would be really nice if you just all told him after three to fuck off.
What's his name?
Ant.
I'm not going to tell him to fuck off. Vanish Without a Trace is a good one. We should have done it.
One.
It was on the list.
Two.
Ant.
Three.
A bit of...
You cunts.
What's your favourite Restless song, Paul?
Anything that his brother wrote.
Hang on a minute.
I'll play that now.
It's gonna get you, no matter how hard you try. I know.
inside my head keeps saying what they say is true. It's gonna get you, no matter how hard you try. I know it happens all the time, but I wanna know the reason why. That's how it had to end. That's how it had to end. That's how it had to end. That's how it had to end.
Restless, Vanish Without a Trace, or a song that I can't help but call Vanish Track, but you'll need to own the Vanish Without a Trace 12-inch EP to know what I'm talking about there. What do I know is, Tony, and there's quite a lot riding on this, what is the Restless MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RestlessOfficial?
No.
Okay.
Ha! MySpace.com/ Do You Feel Restless?
Right.
Which was the title track of their second album, which I'd bought when it came out. How about that? I don't know. Cool. How cool am I? Anyway, Vanish Without a Trace, one of my favourite songs ever from one of my favourite bands ever, probably came across during that interview. Although saying that, the whole of the second half of the show, the Highliners, King Kurt, Granabats and Restless, I was a little bit starstruck when I spoke to them, just because they were a part of my youth. So to then meet them in different circumstances, it's interesting, you meet them on a different level, basically. But anyway, thank you to everybody who I met at the Psychobilly meeting this year. It was such good fun. We have decided, haven't we, that our fifth anniversary show will probably be the week after next.
Yeah, 27th of July was our first show, 2005.
So
5 years.
It's about right to do it week after. Anyway, there's a couple of things that we'd like you to do before we go. Can you just remind people how to leave a review on iTunes?
Yep. If you do reviews at iTunes, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up the music store with our page on it, where you can log in and review us. Please do review us. 5 stars only, obviously. Reviewing us helps us move up featured rankings and does us a massive favour, and it's free and it doesn't take any time, and you're probably subscribed anyway through iTunes, so please do review us.
Yes, indeed, please do. And once again, thank you all so much for listening to us over the last 5 years. We like hearing from you. You know the various ways that you can do it. Please do it for us. That's about it, Tone, really. A narrow victory for me this week. I'm sure you'll be more than happy to beat me next week in a return to form. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.